Revolutionary Road. A codependent monkey caught willingly in a Chinese finger trap, but too stubborn to say I'm sorry to be set free. Revolutionary Road. It's a, I would say, a general fiction umbrella, more specifically a tragedy. You could also place it under, I guess, family drama, or just drama tragedy. Written by Richard Yates. It was released in 1961, or it was published in 1961. And I learned some things from this book, but let me tell you about it. No spoilers, by the way, in this one. It is plain, bare, raw, unbiased, eye-rolling, tense, basic, and weighty, and I will explain why it does all those things. Basically, summary of the plot, we have the opposite of grandiosity. Here we have two simpletons with big dreams. They're stuck in a rut, and they choose not to get out of it. Basically, this is the reality of the American dream for suburbanites. Obviously, not everyone's reality, but to make a blanket statement, they have it all, and they still can't find a way to be happy, is basically where we're at. So they just want more and more, and there's that whole keeping up with the Joneses type vibe, and they just can't get right. They just can't get it together. Yeah. I had a hard time with this book because it kind of is that slice of life, no real resolution for the most part, or what I thought. The spikes in plot weren't enough for me to know where it was going. Sometimes that's good when there's a lot of twists and turns and I feel like I'm being surprised in the book, but I didn't feel that way. I just felt like, what's happening here? Like, this is why I call it kind of plain and bare a lot of the time. But bare also in the way that it's not really pulling punches. In the tragediness that it is, it does well at communicating that without dressing it up. It expresses that type of life very well. But again, I had a hard time with slice of life books. This book helped turn it around for me a bit. I feel like after reading this, I kind of understood those books a little more. And I have a friend who really enjoys these type of books. And I read about three of these kind of books in 1 year. This one, Revolutionary Road, All the Pretty Horses, and Middlesex. And, with this book, I kind of got it more. I understood it better. I appreciated it more. And yeah, this book did help me see those things. I think that you would like this book if you're into those kind of slice of life, maybe a little bit of an open ending to a degree. There are some lessons here, but they're not as obvious plot-wise. There's no huge thing that you're building towards that you're trying to get figured out. If you're okay with drama and the weighty feeling of it, it is heavy, but not in an obvious way at first, at least not to me. And I think part of it was you have to be okay with despicable characters. I have a very hard time with a despicable character if they are a main character. If the protagonist is a despicable character, much like I feel, maybe I'll link that at the end of the video here. Or if you're listening to the podcast, you could check out the review I did for On the Road, because I believe Jack Kerouac, Sal Paradise, I believe that he is kind of a despicable character. Not the most despicable, but it was really hard to get into that book because my narrator and main character, protagonist, is not like a super good dude. And that was one of those things that were like, I could kind of appreciate, hey, this is some people's lives. But also, like, I know that already, and what am I getting out of this book? So I feel like this, for me, is just, like, a window into, like, how some people live, and I feel like I'm already well attuned to that. I'm aware of how people live. Those are generally people I don't like. So it is a little it was difficult for me. I did appreciate it, partially because of the ending, which I'm not talking about here. But that did resolve things for me in a way. I felt there was some justice. I felt good about something happening that was not just, here's the tragedy of life. It sucks. There you go. That is a little bit what it's about. But, yeah. So those things are there. I have a hard time with despicable characters. I still appreciated this book. I don't know if I would read it again, but it's just because I have so many books to read that I want to read new books all the time. And there are times where I do want to read a book again that I have read, but it's got to be a special occasion, like reading it with my partner or something. And I don't think I would want to read this with my partner. It does make you uncomfortable in a good way. Like, that's a good thing, to be uncomfortable. So it does definitely do that. It challenges you a bit like that. But again, the despicable character thing is really difficult for me. I would say that it is somewhat of an important book, but it taught me just what I like about books, and that's why it was important. But I would say that there are books that are similar to this, which I will talk about in a second, that do a better job and would take way less time to read and do that. It's not exactly the same job, but it, this book is separate enough, but I feel like I got the gist of it with another publication. This book helped me appreciate more of that slice of life type book. So yeah, in that aspect, it did me some good. I have a note here that when I'm placing it on my shelf, it's mid-high. I get it. It's a good book. But I feel like Death of a Salesman was enough for me, thanks. that was the note I wrote here to myself. I feel like Death of a Salesman did some of what this book was trying to do and did it better, much more concise, stronger. The difference here is that Death of a Salesman did talk about the American dream, did kind of focus on the everyman in a way. This is slightly different. Like, this is its own thing. But the most important stuff I believe this book has in it, I believe you can get from Death of a Salesman. However, this is like an addition piece to that, I guess. It has its own flavor. It has its own things. It's not the exact same plot redone. Like, there's other things happening here for sure. It's a different book. It is. But I just didn't need that type of slice of life again. And so those type of books, again, I can learn to appreciate them. They are growing on me. I don't go out of my way to read. I don't get excited necessarily about reading them, but that's what I know it to be. That I'd be like, I'm okay. But sometimes I step into a book. A lot of times I step into a book not knowing exactly what it's going to be. I want to be surprised. I don't want to have it spoiled for me. But again, if you are into those more slice of life, drama, tragedy books, like, the tragedy element in here is what helped for me, because it wasn't just like, hey, this is life. There you go. Have a piece. Just have a window into these folks' lives, and that was it. It was more than that. So those tragic elements did help. But that's what I have to say about Revolutionary Road.